This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome to this chilly Thursday edition of Your Q, where, as always, we're celebrating, uplifting, and educating on everything awesome and amazing around Douglas County.
Well, At least trying.
We're giving it the college try.
Yeah, y'all. We don't always pull it off. Sometimes we just get really distracted, but anyway.
Hello, pretty kitty squirrel. Yep. That happens. I don't know what to say, but we're doing our darndest.
And I'm here.
And Alan's here again. This is like a record.
I know.
It's crazy.
Pretty soon I'm going to have to get mentioned in the closing credits or something.
In the opening.
Uh-huh.
You can have
You're never going to give up your prime time.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
I would do it gladly.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think today's going to be a super fun show.
I do, too. I'm looking forward to it. I have been looking forward to it. So
yeah. This is going to be cool.
Yep.
A little something different.
Little cool, but a lot more happy than the stupid weather we've got. It's like, holy smokes. It was like so nice yesterday, and now that's garbage.
Yeah. So you know what I decided to do?
Go to the tanning salon and
get on a plane and get
don't
out
rub
of Dodge.
It in here yet, folks.
Hello.
All Douglas County, get ready for a little rub it in for the weekend. And Shannon, share with us what you decided to do today at 10:30.
Okay. At 10:30 today, because I'm that spontaneous person, not. Today is my grandson's 12th birthday. So happy birthday, Owen. And so Nana, me, and his parents are taking him to the Pro Bowl.
You make yourself sound old, though. Nana? You're not Nana.
I'm a Nana.
Ugh.
I'm a proud Nana. Ugh. And we are taking our grandson to the Pro Bowl. So Vegas, here we come.
Oh, Lord.
Tomorrow. Watch out. We're in town.
And
the grandkids getting
wild.
We will
be taking contributions for bail money at Premier Insurance Group. So please give us a call. Contribute your dollars and cents so we can get Shannon back here on Monday.
I know. I need to get back to work, but I don't know.
We need to get you out of jail.
Probably. I don't know. The grandkids are going to keep me. I mean, we're doing the aquarium. We're going to be good.
We're not doing what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
No, but as everybody knows, not actually all our listeners know, but people in my world knows, I love watching making the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. I've seen every episode like 5,000 times. And Kelsey is going to be at the Pro Bowl. So, y'all, if I see Kelsey, I might go fangirl crazy,
yeah,
which is not me either.
A girl crush.
That might happen. I might embarrass myself and my grandchildren.
We may need bail money.
May need it. Start a collection now.
Well, speaking
Pass
of
the
money,
plate, y'all.
I've got the worthless trivia of the week.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
All right. I shared with some of this office. This blew my mind. We all will hear about the federal deficit, and it's this huge number that nobody really understands.
Mm.
But if we broke that deficit down per household in America, we would all be responsible for $240,000 per household. If y'all want to pay off the federal debt in 1 year, y'all need to come up with $240,000.
Yeah, it's probably not happening for me. Just saying, because I'm going to the Pro Bowl.
Yep, and those politicians want more.
I just spent my extra money.
$240 wasn't enough, folks. Soon it'll be $250. But anyway,
good job. Washington.
Before I completely climb them up on a pedestal and we ruin the whole day, and our guests don't get a chance to talk, let me check out.
Yes, because this is going to be fun. So I want to get the guys on here talking. So today in the studio we have Justin Thorson and Dave Bannon from the Beverage Hunters. Dun, dun, dun.
Hey,
I don't know what your music theme is here, but welcome, you guys.
Thank you very much. Very excited to be here.
Yes. Awesome. Okay.
I was so excited having these guys come on because
cool.
You know, one of my favorite movies growing up course, with the Bruise Brothers. Remember that?
Oh.
That's like, oh, man, we're getting the Americanized version of those boys.
Okay, so for the rest of the show, we've got to be like, don't you know, or whatever
hey,
they
older.
Say.
Yeah. Hey, Wisconsin older. Accent. Yeah.
Okay.
We're the Pacific Northwest version.
Okay. Got to come up with your own thing.
Not Canadian.
Yeah. So how did... What's a beverage hunter, and how did you guys become the beverage hunters?
All right. Well, so Beverage Hunters is a YouTube channel that I created probably close to 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I started reviewing stuff that wasn't beverages because I was really love making videos. Mm-hmm. And so I came across the idea to film a video of a new Red Bull that came out. And so I filmed it with my buddy. Put it up on YouTube, and it went crazy. Like, it got tons of views. And I was like, you know what? This is a good idea. I'll just get new drinks as they drop. I'll do a review, and then people will watch it, and they were. And, of course, where I work, I'm able to get new products before they go to the shelf and as they go to the shelf. So I was able to kind of get that.
You got the inside track.
Yes, I got the inside. So I was, so as new products come out, I'm able to get a hold of it and review them, and people – love watching it. They like to see what new drinks are on the market. It's not just beer, it's energy drinks. Mm-hmm. It's flavored water, even, you name it. And my kids have been on the channel too. But the name Beverage Hunters actually came a couple years ago because it was just my name on the channel. I was like, we need to brand ourselves. And so I put all my co-hosts in a group chat, and I was like, here's four names, vote on which one you guys like the best. And Beverage Hunters was the top one. So I was like, all right, Beverage Hunters it is. And it actually sounds pretty nice. I like it.
Yeah. I like that too. But can you imagine this? You know, when I was, you know, aging up, first I started playing softball because I could hang around with the guys, drink beer, and call an athletic event. And then as I aged, got older, it's like, oh, golf. Golf. I can hang around with the guys,
drink beer?
My favorite beverage. But can you imagine these guys sitting around saying, let's cut out all athletic activity whatsoever.
Yeah, let's just go straight to the beer.
Yes. And let's just sit on the couch. And we don't really drink beer, honey, but, you know, our audience is waiting for the next one. Yeah. These guys are brilliant.
I know. I'm just thinking that where it would get different for me is with a camera being for me, because A, I rarely partake of alcohol, and B, to do that with a camera on,
yeah,
can you imagine? I might lose some listeners on people. I don't know what might happen.
I used to feel that way.
You know how much fun that would be if you were drinking and on camera? You know, oh, Lord.
It would be a whole different station.
So I was watching a couple of videos earlier today, and these guys are fun. You know, it really is. I would encourage all our listeners, you know, to check it out, because it really is fun, and it's fairly clean fun. You know, I mean, they toe the line, but they don't cross it.
Yeah, we're right. Yeah. We're right on the edge. Yeah.
You can't not get close when you're having alcohol. Yes, honestly. You know. So good for you guys for even being close to the line.
But
kudos,
you know how cool is
that?
They're smart enough to say, hey, we love beer. We want to talk about beer, but we'll bring in this other stuff so it's not really about beer, but it is.
Yeah, it's beverages.
Yeah, beverages, exactly. A wide range. Yeah. Wide range.
Just 90%. Well,
it covers everything if that you can.
Yeah, you had just mentioned you had one of the gals on because of, you know, her knowledge of wine and stuff like that. So you guys are branching out.
Yes. Yeah. So that is definitely in the future. We're going to be talking with local wineries and getting to learn the story behind these wineries, because there's a lot of them here in not just Roseburg, but Oregon. But our show Behind the Brew, which is a vision I had a long time ago to do a show about local breweries and learning the story behind them, how the brewery came to be, getting to know the people behind the scenes. Because, you know, you can go to a brewery and just drink the beer, but it doesn't really, you don't know.
Right.
Well, great minds think alike, don't they?
I know, that's why I told them, well, business buzz, that's what we do. But yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so we start hitting up breweries on Instagram and emails. And our first show is over in Bend at the Avid Cider Company. And so me and my other co-host, Tim, we actually went over there and filmed the first episode, and it was a lot of fun. It was great. Like, we tried every single thing they had on tap, and we had a great time. They gave us a growler when we left, and I was like, all right, this is going to be the show. So,
well, and it is. I mean, it's cool to hear people's products, but getting to hear know the people behind it, you know, because they're really their blood, sweat, and tears are in it. Right. Most of them didn't do it to make a million.
No, a lot of them, it's surprising. They just did it because, you know, they're like, hey, I can brew a beer.
Yeah.
And then they had a, you know, community of people around them that were like, hey, this is good. They're like, we want more. How do we get more? And so that turned into a business. And it's cool to hear how that went from a garage
passion project,
a beautiful, you know, tap room.
That's what I think about you guys. It's kind of like this passion and this side thing, and turn it into something that, you know, you could be like, honey, I'm going to work, I need a designated driver.
One day that's the goal, is for, is for this to be full time. So we wanted to be able to travel the country, not just, you know, Roseburg or you know, Oregon. We want to travel the country and find all these breweries, because there's thousands in here in the U.S. in these little towns, in bigger cities, you know, there's so many to explore and learn stories behind.
Exactly.
There's just so many in Oregon, though. So you really do have a rich state in that, you know, arena. So I mean, to do that and then venture out would be, it seems like it would be extremely possible.
That would be fun. Well, you know, and the other thing is, these are really micro businesses that don't have the funds to get out their own, you know, marketing, and kind of like what we do on the Business Buzz. It kind of brings them to the forefront with something that they couldn't do, because let's face it, most of the business owners, I don't know how to do a podcast.
Yeah.
And so you bring your expertise and your passion, your love, and you know, put spotlight on these little business owners. Right. That's really freaking cool.
And that's kind of what we're doing outside, because we would be starting a second show called Outside the Brew.
Yes,
Episode 1 will be coming out on February 11th, and we'll be doing a release party at Workman's Bar and Smokehouse in Winston.
How fun.
And we already have other businesses lined up for Outside the Brew, because that's for businesses that aren't breweries but do serve. Yes. I mean, we're targeting the local businesses right now.
Mm-hmm.
We want everybody in Roseburg to know the name Beverage Hunters, and then we will keep, you know, we are already expanding outside of Roseburg, but...
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you,
we're focusing here.
These cool shirts and hats. It's like their swag is cool. So
yeah.
One day we'll have this up on our Facebook page for people to purchase, because I love I actually make all of it myself. So all the merch and everything, I make it at home. So one day I'll be, you know, doing a full-fledged, you know,
there you go.
You
are
factory in my garage.
Well, you know, and we got the American flag flying on the right end, so they know it's important. You know, America and beer.
So you were talking about your videos, guys, and the launches and the posts. How can people see these? We haven't even mentioned that. How can they find your videos and information?
So it's on YouTube at Beverage Hunters. Mm-hmm. You can find it there. That's where most of the content is posted. The secondary one is Facebook. You can look it up at Beverage Hunters. You'll see our logo up in the corner, so you can follow us there. We post there second. And Dave actually runs most of the Facebook content there. So when he goes out, he'll take pictures and he'll say something about a local business or the brewery, whatever it is. And then we're also on Instagram at Beverage Hunters as well. That's where I reach out to a lot of breweries on Instagram, and I actually get quite a bit of
response
feedback
back
there. Yeah, so it's pretty quick.
Well, you know, and I what I did today, and what Shannon always tells our audience do when she forgets our phone number, is
Google it.
Yeah. If you Google Beverage Hunters, it popped up number one, and so it got me right to their Facebook. And I encourage
awesome.
You know, you're sitting around, you got to check it out, because it was really, I mean, enlightening about what they're talking about. But you know, I'm not a big craft beer drinker. It was just entertaining to watch it. You know,
and
so I encourage everybody to.
One of the things that Alan, you had said this morning when you looked was that you guys are really active on it. And I think that's super important, because to put a video out every month or 2 months, a person can lose interest. But when they get to just get that little sample every so often, I think is really important. And so I commend you on that, because it's harder than it sounds to just constantly be putting content out.
Oh, it
so
is
great
tough.
Job.
It's a tough one. You know, I edit everything. So we batch record our beer reviews. And so that way we have filler content throughout the week. And then I would say once a month, maybe every other month, we have a brewery video for Behind the Brew that we we set up and we go film at. So you can expect to see an episode of Behind the Brew at least once a month.
Perfect.
Hopefully we start getting more breweries lined up. Yeah. But if, you know, it's going to start running out soon because we're, you know, breweries yeah. are, there's a yep. lot of them here, but after you hit them all.
Well, we're going to talk to you more about that, but it's time for a break. So we'll be back with more of Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance, in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right. Welcome back. It's 423. This is Your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian.
And I'm Alan Painter. And we almost blew another intro because our guests are so entertaining. We're sitting here chatting away. It's like, oh, damn, Cheryl. Shannon, we got
whoever
a radio show.
Yep.
Sorry,
we
Cheryl.
Do it.
You should be at the office working. No drinking beer.
The Beverage Hunters with us. And so we have Justin Thorson and Dave Bannon. And so thank
Bannon?
You guys again.
Bannon.
Bannon. Bannon. Yeah, did Bannon. I say Bannon?
That's all right. She messes up
like
her own
Incredible
name.
Hulk.
Yeah, sorry.
Bannon, whoever. Yeah, sorry about that, Dave.
I don't really
Dave.
Turn green when I get yeah. mad. But thank you.
You're Hulk. So before, on the first part, we talked about you do videos, you're on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and that you're expanding and all of these things. So this seems like such a wonderful opportunity for our local breweries and wineries and places like that to be part of this. So if a business is interested in partnering with Beverage Hunters, what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
So the best way would be to email us at beveragehunters@gmail.com.
That's super easy.
That's the mm-hmm. yes, the easiest way to get a hold of me. Or you can message us on Facebook yeah. or Instagram. Either way, we'll get it.
And you had mentioned earlier when we talked this morning that you were also working on some video stuff.
Yes.
So let's touch on that a little bit.
Yes. So I love creating videos. I love videography. And that's what I'm really working towards right now is to, you know, hone in on that craft. And so I'm actually working with Backside Brewing right now on a video for them, and they're actually gonna compensate me for that. So we're in the early stages of making that happen. Hopefully we can get that finished soon, hopefully this year. I know they're working on some stuff right now, so yeah, be on the lookout for that. It's gonna be up on their website, so it won't be affiliated with Beverage Hunters at all. It'll just be a video for them.
So is that something that you would do for non-brewery businesses?
Yeah.
Videography?
Yes. Well, definitely. Yes.
So sure. You know, I would encourage you. I mean, because, you know, if you go hire, and I'm not saying you're not professional, but a guy who has business cards, what they charge is outrageous.
It is. And, I've seen.
and to be able to get somebody local who's doing it for passion, obviously you're going to be able to serve a product that's much less expensive than many of the
for
others.
Sure, for sure, way less.
And, hey, you know, if somebody's doing something for me, I would love that for number one, if they're passionate about it versus got to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
And you always get a lot better product that way.
Yes. Yeah. Of course, I really would like to get new, you know, not new, but better equipment, obviously, in the future. For now, I'm working with what I have, and I really love it. Since I was a little kid and I figured out video was a thing.
Yeah.
My parents had one of those big camcorders
oh,
on their
absolutely.
Shoulder, you know?
Oh,
big yeah,
72-pound box yeah. on your shoulder.
Like
yeah.
a rocket launcher.
Yeah.
You
like
know?
A boom
it was
box.
The coolest thing in the world to me to see myself on TV. And so I can do that. Is the earliest memories. I was like 4 years old.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I've always been amazed with video ever since then.
Well, how cool is that? So I encourage you, again, you go to your – send an email or go to your Facebook page mm-hmm. if you need something for your business or even personal, I can imagine, if you need some videos made. Let's support this small business. Now, yeah. The other thing we were talking about earlier is their YouTube pages. And I want to issue a challenge. Let's try to double the number of their followers. When you go check out their videos, mm-hmm. just hit the follow button. And 5 years, you know, you'll be able to say, I was one of the first 1,000 followers of these guys when they're out there with 1.2 million.
I got to get my phone out.
No, that'd be really cool. And it would be even better to have our local community with us.
Absolutely.
You know? I don't see us going anywhere. Like, Roseburg's our home.
Yeah.
And so it'd be really sick to have, like, our own community behind us and just, you know.
I would say one thing that a lot of people don't understand about YouTube, and because my son has a channel, I've learned this, and so I just want to make sure people know this, is, yeah, we all want to hit that skip ad thing, but that's how people get paid off of their YouTube channel. So if you do subscribe, and if you guys are going to watch these videos, please just let the videos play while you tinkle or grab your beer or whatever you're going to do, y'all. But if you really do want to support them, watch the ads.
I didn't know that.
It's,
I'm educating. It's, I mean, part of our show.
You can pay for YouTube Premium and not get ads, and
or by YouTube Premium.
Yeah. I actually have that. It's really nice. You can watch a whole video, but and everyone still gets paid. But hey, if you don't and you just watch the videos,
there's nothing wrong with those commercial breaks.
No,
yeah. Exactly.
There's not. So I'm like, just let them play. Get a refill, do whatever. But a lot of people don't know that. And then people put a lot of effort and energy into their YouTube channel. And they are wanting to have success from it eventually down the road and build. And so subscribe, but also either subscribe to the premium or watch the ads. That's my public service message.
Thanks a lot, Chan.
Peace out.
I've learned.
Great job. You did it.
Well, it is. So, you know, I love watching our local businesses grow and reach out, because I mean, you know, we've had several really successful businesses that started in a kitchen or something like that, and just, you know, just because it's a good product, it, you know, just naturally takes off. And watching these guys' videos, and I mean, they were so entertaining. I'd encourage everybody to be a part of this, and let's get on board before the rest of the world and share it out, you know, because it's going to be freaking cool. I mean,
thank you. I appreciate it. That's awesome.
And I have to ask a question for my husband, because I joked with Justin earlier. There's those Coors Light Bud Platinum folks of the 80s still. I got one over here. So,
I know
we call those people that are angry in Walmart Karens. So I'm committing my husband's name, because he's one of those, to be the Jeff of beer.
The Jeff.
He needs to be the Jeff. So I know, from now on, everybody needs to refer to those Coors Lighters as Jeffs.
Well, support your local breweries.
Yes.
It is kind of embarrassing. I love going to our local breweries. And I
but
walk
what's
in, I
like
said,
that, though? That's what my question is. Yeah. Is we want to support local. Our whole local business buzz is shop local, buy local, stay local.
Yeah.
So since you guys are the beer-drinking connoisseur dudes of Douglas County, that's your new name, then what would somebody pick? Well, that's how do I convert?
You know, there's a few great local breweries that have lighter tasting beers that are more like the Coors Lights and the Bud Lights, and you know,
I think honestly, every one of our breweries try to cover. You know,
it's been coming out a lot more lately. I know Backside has their Union Light Lager, and that is a fantastic beer. I mean,
okay, he does have
really
a beer
high.
He drinks there. I think it's the Dougie or the Doug.
Dougie's a good one. Yeah.
Okay,
that
he drinks that. At
I
Backside.
Mean, it is embarrassing, because when I walk into him, I do say, give me something that tastes like a Coors Light.
I'm sure they hear that a lot.
That's what I'm like. I'm trying not to be offensive, but that's the easiest way to do it.
The North 40's got, you know, an excellent Kolsch, and
Stubjai's
got the, you know, the Ella Pilsner, which is excellent. I mean, great, you know, light beers for those light drinkers.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
See?
So now I'm going to have to play this for my husband so he can
you know,
educated.
And I've been saying this too on the channel about like craft breweries coming out with a lighter beer, because you know, a lot of people, they like those light tasting beers that aren't, you know, an IPA that's you know, burning your throat.
Yeah, it's that bittery aftertaste.
Yeah, bitter, strong, piney taste.
Yep.
A lot of people want those light drinkers. So I'm like, if these local guys can brew one beer that's, you know, a light, easy drinking beer,
just to convert,
they would just
you
would need
get to convert
so many
people
coming in there
with less alcohol content because
like
I like to sit around and drink beer.
Perfect, you know.
Yeah.
And when you don't drink a lot and you go drink one of their beers, it's like, holy smokes! You know,
like, I'm going to sip on this for the next hour.
Yeah.
For the next five episodes. That's why I'm going to now watch. Now I know the behind the scenes secret, and I'm going to be like, what's their last episode of that day? Or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check that one out.
It's funny. My brother-in-law is from Poland. And when he first got here, you know, we'd buy Coors Light. And he was drinking faster than water. It's like, holy smokes, yeah. this isn't beer. And then microbrews came out and really made him happy, you know. Yeah. But you know, the other thing that's really cool with these microbrews is the food.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so even if you're not a beer snob, I mean, the food and the variety of the food.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of these have some incredible food. Mm-hmm. I mean, Backside's Pizza. I mean, that's some of my favorite pizza.
Oh, yeah, me too.
That wood burned, you know, oven. Yeah. It's just incredible.
I love their breadsticks.
Oh. Yes.
Well, guys, I want to make sure that we repeat one more time before we're done here exactly the best ways to find you, where to find the videos, and just one more time tell the listeners how they can become a Beverage Hunter fan.
All right. Well, YouTube at Beverage Hunters. Please go there and subscribe and support your local YouTubers. And then Facebook at Beverage Hunters and Instagram as well at Beverage Hunters. And real quick, I want to shout out our other two co-hosts, Tim Gordon. He's not here. He was supposed to be here.
Yes.
But he wasn't able to make it. He was
one too many IPAs.
Yeah. He was one of the original co-hosts of the show.
Yeah.
And then Tyler Williamson, he was actually one of my first co-hosts to constantly be on. He's also our cameraman when we shoot at breweries, so shout out to him. But yeah.
So, if you can't remember, just Google it, Beverage Hunters.
Yes. Yeah. And look out for merch because it'll be dropping soon.
And I will because, folks, like I said, this is really cool stuff.
Yeah, become a Beverage Hunter and you'll get rewarded.
That's super cool. You need to do like a scavenger hunt of bars.
Hey, I have ideas for apps for a Beverage Hunters app. You know, we have scavenger stuff on there. Yeah. So we have a lot of stuff in the works.
That's super cool.
We can't get there until we have a good following. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course, so get out there and like it.
Yeah. Well,
and of
thank
course,
you.
We will be at Workman's on February 11th for our show and release party there.
Oh, yes, February 11th at Workman's, and that's in Winston.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Dave, thank you for coming. We sure appreciate it. Justin, thank you for coming
and for all the efforts you guys are doing.
We really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing
these videos. Like I said, they are really entertaining, even though I should have been working today. I wasn't.
And thanks for your support.
Yes. Absolutely. I already went to your page. Well, everybody, make sure you go to their YouTube page, Instagram, Facebook. Like them, join them, watch the ads. You know what to do, Douglas County.
Party on.
Party on.
Party on.
So we're going to be back in just a moment with the local business buzz and Carlos from Umpqua Survival, the big guys in the studio today. Be back in just a moment with more on your cue.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. This is Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, and we're on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You know, even after what's been over a year that we've been doing the show, I still get a little heart flutter to hear Premier Insurance on the radio.
That's pretty cool.
That's us.
But this is the local business buzz, which is sponsored by Umpqua Survival. The big guy next to you here.
Big dogs in the house.
Is here to talk about what's going on down the road on Diamond Lake Boulevard. So, Carlos, welcome for coming back again first Thursday of the month.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Okay.
Post SHOT Show.
Yeah. So when we last left off, Carlos was going to the SHOT Show in Vegas. How was it?
It's huge. It's crazy. Yeah.
And I'm sure, how many days was it you were gone?
I was gone for 5 days.
Did you see it all?
Yeah, I don't think I missed much.
But
lots of things that I wanted to get a closer look at, but there was lines of people to get to them. Sort of like the rides at Disneyland. And
To give people an idea of how big this is, how many days would you need to see it all?
Well, you could walk past all the booths in probably 2 or 3 days, but
if you
want to actually check anything out or talk to any of the people representing the products, you probably need, you know, 10 days, something
more,
like that. Yeah.
More time than you were there.
Yeah. That's amazing. The show only runs for 4 days.
Right.
So they really don't even make it possible, hardly, to see everything
that?
And do everything.
Well, there's not
if you're
a
wanting
lot of people
to,
that are trying to do everything. So.
Right. People go there with that specific thing in mind, like, I need this, or I need to fill this void. Okay, so what did you find that may be coming to the survival soon?
Well, there's lots of little things that I found that I think I'm going to bring in, and a few of those items will be showing up in the next couple weeks. As far as firearms go, though, almost every manufacturer has new guns coming out this year. And there's a lot of them I'm looking forward to, and there's a lot of them that we probably won't even see this year.
So. Wow.
So do you still see firearm manufacturers, are they still making standard magazines at 10 rounds and up?
Absolutely.
So that was always
it's
a fear,
standard.
You know. I said standard. But, you know, and that's always fair. So if these manufacturers bow to political pressure, suddenly they can set a new standard. So I'm glad to hear that they're holding to what is standard.
There's still several manufacturers that won't even make lower capacity magazines. So they don't have any guns that are compliant for those states like California and Maine and those places.
Right.
And the only way you can have one of those guns in those places is to buy a super old model that had a low enough capacity magazine, or to buy the firearm and then buy aftermarket stuff that works
right.
for it.
That's cool. I'm glad to hear that. That's good news for our future and our firearms. So what's going on new at store?
I just saw a raffle. Yeah, so you got a new
gun.
Talk to me.
Ruger 9mm PC carbine takedown. It's pretty cool. It comes apart and you can put it into a backpack or whatever, so it's nice for packing out into the woods or personal protection in your vehicle, that kind of thing. And all the proceeds are going to get donated to Umpqua Wolf Stock this year.
What's that?
They do a couple of events. It's Wolf Stock, not Wolf Stock.
Oh, the woof, like woof,
yeah,
woof.
Yeah. So they do a couple of events throughout the year, and they raise money, and they do a lot of rehoming of animals.
Oh, cool.
Helping out with families that have displaced animals and that type of thing. They're pretty cool.
So our pooches, because we know if anybody, I mean, I don't know who knows Sarah, Carlos's wife, but that woman is dog crazy, and her new pooch is probably moved to number one on the spot. Carlos, probably right. Like you might have
got pretty ridiculous.
Carlos got bumped.
I think Carlos might have got bumped. She's posting a lot of love about him lately. The pooch is
the
kind of a big deal.
The goofiest dog ever, too.
So that's super cool. I love that Woof Stock.
Well, you know, and to look good at, again, you know, our good friend here, Carlos, giving money to those people, you know, things that we don't even think about. But, you know, if there's a fire or anything, it's traumatic on animals. Where do you go? And so that's pretty cool to be able to support them. I mean, I knew when we have forest fires, that can be a big issue. There's nowhere for dogs to go.
Yeah.
You know. Well, I've got lots of community stuff going on in the very near future. So if anyone wants to come say hi, I'll be at the sportsman show next weekend.
There you go. Our
I think I will be there as well, volunteering.
We'll be there. You know, our version of SHOT Show only takes 10 minutes to go through, but, you know, yeah, it's a great place to reconnect with friends. So I would encourage everybody to go out and see Carlos at the SHOT Show.
Yeah, that's, you know, it's just fun to get out and do something, you know, truthfully. Sorry. Lost my thought there. He's coming on. Joe's coming on next week from the Sportsman Show. He can tell us everything that's
people,
happening.
That's what
there.
You call dead air. Thanks, Shannon.
No, that's brain dead, Alan. Get it right. I'm like, am I still here?
Yeah,
am
please
I in
do
Vegas
not
yet?
touch the dial on your radio.
Oh, I have had a busy day.
Busy week.
But later this month, I'm going to play in that Poker Craze poker tournament.
Are you?
Yeah.
What about classes out of Umpqua Survival? You got any of those in the month of February?
We had a bunch. And actually, probably tomorrow or the next day, I will have the schedule updated on our website all the way out to April.
Oh, wow.
So, and we've got some cool classes coming up. Lots of CHL classes, obviously. But we also have a women's self-defense and situational awareness class coming up on the 12th of this month. We've got a AR build workshop on the 11th of next month, and a new class for us. I partnered up with Roseburg Towing, and they're going to come out and teach a roadside preparedness class.
Oh, that's so great.
That'll have all the basics. So you can bring your teenager out, and they're going to teach them how to change a tire, how to jump start their car, check their fluids, all the stuff that. Right. Everybody used to know how to do.
I'll tell you, that is
everybody used to know how to do. Keyword, used to.
You know, with our clients, we see it. With my own kids, I see it. I thought I taught my kids, and it's just amazing. So this is huge. That's really thinking outside the box. That's awesome. I encourage everybody with kids or anybody that wants some little more knowledge. You know, you don't want to learn how to do this at 10 o'clock on the side of the road with a flashlight.
Absolutely. No, being a single woman by yourself.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, as Carlos mentioned, I want to reiterate, which I think is huge, and I may be a little misogynist, whatever they call me. I don't know, but everybody knows it's me, hey. But, you know, the situational awareness, that is probably the number one thing to avoid problems. Yes, it'd be great if we all, you know, were concealed carry and we're able to protect ourselves. But situational awareness helps us stay out of those problems. And it is amazing how many times every single one of us through our day can be a victim because we got in a groove. And so I encourage ladies especially, I mean, we hear horror stories of what happens in parking lot malls and things like that. I try to teach it to my own girls, but please attend that class.
So, Carlos, you said these are going to be updated on the website, which is super user-friendly, so people can just go straight there and book a class or see what they want and call and book a class?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you don't want to do it that way, you can just stop by the store.
And you should stop by the store. You should get some raffle tickets. You should put in for the drawing for the show. I mean, why? Why wouldn't you?
And they love having you. I thought I'd be wearing my welcome out because, you know, I stop in the store when I get kind of stir crazy and walk in there and say, oh, Alan, you avoid work again. Yep. And they welcome you. So anyway, so you want to play hooky? You don't have nowhere to go, hang out to Umpqua Survival because you will learn something and get to hang out with some great people.
I don't know. The only thing we're missing is like burgers and fries or something.
I don't.
Yeah. I know, but you seem to have pizza there regularly. So that's,
it's like really often.
But anyway, just a great group of people. I mean, Z is amazing, and Sean, you've got out there now, and, you know, your crew that's been with you for a while. I mean, the guys are just great, and. So it's everybody's fun. Everybody's happy to be there.
The number one thing that with going out there is you don't have to be overwhelmed because you don't know. These guys are not looking down their nose. They're there to help you. They don't make you feel stupid because, you know, I love firearms. I own a few of them, but I'm not an expert. And it's awesome. I go out there if I have a question because they're always willing to help. So. You know, they are like family. So encourage everybody to go out there and just visit with them.
Yeah, you should be Umpqua Surviving and training. Like, really, I mean.
How about Umpqua Survival and Premier Insurance? What if I just put an office there?
There you go.
Well, I mean, they do teach you about stuff. I wanted my jet boil, and they're like, here we go, Shannon. That's going to build this for you, teach you how to do it. Here you go. I was like, okay, walked out the door. ready to cook and make fire.
Ready for the zombie apocalypse.
It was cool. So. All right. Well, it's time for a break already. We went way too fast. So we're going to be back with more with Carlos from Umpqua Survival on the Business Buzz in just a moment here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. It's Local Business Buzz. And today in the house, we have Carlos from Umpqua Survival himself in here.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Short but sweet.
Short but sweet. So, Carlos, we were talked about before the break about all these classes, which you named so many. And so people really do need to go to your website or your Facebook page, which you guys are really good about keeping up on. So tell everybody the best ways to find out what's going on at Umpqua Survival each month.
Well, we always post all the classes on our website, which is umpquasurvival.com. We have a training tab on there that's easy to reach, and you can sign up for classes right there and everything. But we also have Facebook. I usually post classes as an event. And we do Instagram posts. We're actually on LinkedIn and YouTube also, but we don't use those very much so far. But I have been making a big push to post more, put more content out there. I've been sharing a lot of articles that I've been reading that I think are good information for people that are interested in survival or firearms or you name it. I've been trying to round it out all over the place.
You know, I used to just kind of, hey, I want to go check what these guys are doing and type it in and go to Umpqua Survival, what I was interested in. I found that I was missing a lot. And I would encourage everybody just to click follow, because then it shows up, you know, and you see it because, you know, they are posting a lot of good new content. And so if you're not an everyday Facebook user, you miss a lot. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage you to go to Umpqua Survival and make sure you click the little follow button so that, when they do put new content out, you get it right in your box.
Yeah, and for all the people that would rather just read their emails, here in the very near future, I'm going to start collecting emails and doing like a weekly newsletter thing.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, and the guys post videos about stock coming in or a sale or, all kinds of different things. So I think your social game is strong.
Yeah,
social
a lot game. Of educational stuff. I learned a ton on there. And then, of course, with our politics, some of the radical things have happened lately to get updates. So I encourage everybody to be out there and be a follower of, be a fan of these places.
So we, as we know, we have a winner. This is kind of cool. So we have for this week's winner from Umpqua Survival of a $25 gift certificate. It looks like I am not even sure, but I'm going to say something like Jennifer. It's something like that. It's kind of like a Jennifer. It's fancy. Last name, Hunt. And so, Jennifer, you'll get a phone call if it's you. And you can tell me if your name is not Jennifer.
Yeah. Please don't hang up. Please, it's not a solicitation.
Please print. But anyway, so congratulations to them, and thank you, Carlos, for sponsoring that every week. And I know people are really excited when sometimes they even forget. And the other thing is, we dump that bucket every week.
Yep.
And I know week before last, when I called out there, Z grabbed a name out for me, and she said, "Holy Moses, this thing is full." So it goes in waves. Sometimes there's a lot in there, and sometimes there's not so many. So to go in there with frequency and put your name in and check out what they have is always a good idea. More chances to get in every week.
This has been a great show. We're almost done.
We're kind of killing it.
you know.
I think we like need an Emmy or something. I don't know, but I'm feeling pretty powerful today. Like, well, Carlos has got his game on. You got your game on. Like, we're killing it.
We had the beer guys.
Got the beer guys.
It's, it's taken over a year to get the hang of it. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you
what. We're getting dialed in.
When is our contract up? We need a contract negotiation.
Yeah, we're killing it.
Well, so, I'll tell you what.
That's our own opinion.
You know, and I want to thank you, all our listeners, because, you know, we joke about our 13 that went to 16 up to 19. But, you know, there are a lot of folks out there who find value in what me and Shannon do here every week. And
and Carlos with the local business buzz.
You know, and I appreciate everyone, our listeners. I really appreciate Carlos and supporting the business buzz, because that was, really a cause that was dear to my heart to get to know our community. So I want to thank everyone involved to make it such a special program.
Yeah. And thank you, Carlos, because, the feedback is great. And I think you almost get more than we do. But
I get more feedback off of this show than I do most of the other advertising I do.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing something right.
No, we're doing something right. We're like the dream team.
It's like, you know, and we got wonderful listeners out there. You know, yes. I mean, and we appreciate the investing of your time to sit around and then listen to us be, kind of idiotic at times. But, hey, we have fun doing it.
You can't be too serious. But like we challenged everybody with the Beverage Hunters to go out and help these local guys be successful and up their subscribers. The same thing for Umpqua Survival. They're so generous to our community. And so it's like a small ask. Go like, follow, and share. And one of the cool things that I want to say, quick update, because I've only got like a minute left, is our little lemonade guy, best lemonade in town, did his pitch night last night. And he got third place and was crowd favorite and came home with $500. So
cool,
Isaiah Barnett, you're stud, and we love you, and we got your back, little guy. So happy for you.
Well, and the other thing I want to quickly mention is that, give us a call down at Premier Insurance. We are helping out so many people. I know a lot of people are getting a lot of rate increases, and it is such a blessing to be able to change people's lives. And Logan needs some more work
to
do.
Let's get Logan busy.
Let's get Logan busy.
Yes. All right, Douglas County, you know what to do. Go out to Umpqua Survival, sign up, check out their new stuff from SHOT Show. Carlos worked hard to bring that stuff to you, everybody. And as always, be kind, Douglas County. Until next week, this is Shannon, Alan, and Carlos.
God bless.
God bless. Everyone.